Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. In this lesson, we'll make our app bar more than just for show by adding photo capture capability. In fact, in order to enable your app to access the webcam to take a photo, it's really just one or two lines of code. The only real complexity is where you're going to save it and display it, or in our case, how you're going to actually share it. Since we've done that before, it should make some sense, but let's go ahead and get started. We're in lap number 4, app bars and media capture in exercise 2, add photo capture. And so as you can see, we're going to modify the code to allow the user to take a photo. And to begin, we're going to import some namespaces that we need, windows.media.capture and windows.storage. Makes sense. We're going to capture an image and then store it somewhere. So I would expect classes that are used for that purpose to be in those namespaces. All right, next up, we're going to add the following field to the items detail page. All right, so we're going to create a private member called underscore photo, up type storage file, which is in the windows.storage.storage file. It represents a file. Okay, great. And you can see that it has associated capabilities, pictures library, videos library, music library, documents library. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays into it. All right, then what we want to do is find the onCapturePhoto method that you added in the previous exercise. Got it, we know where that's at. And then what we want to do is modify that method to look like this. Be sure to add the async keyword. Remember, because we talked about if you're going to have the await keyword, we have to decorate the method with the async modifier. So let's go ahead and just capture this whole thing. And we're going to replace the existing onCapturePhoto. And so the interesting bits are here, the camera capture UI, create a new camera capture UI object, associated capabilities, webcam and microphone. Okay, that's interesting. And so then capture file async is awaited. So we're going to expect back a task of type storage file. Okay. And then if the file's not null, then we're going to show the share UI. Great. All right, let's see what else we need to do here. Replace the onDataRequested method, which you added to the items detail page in the previous lab with the one below. These changes are needed to share a recipe if photo is null or share a photo if it's not null. Okay, so either we're sharing a recipe or we're sharing a photo that we're taking of a recipe. So we're going to just go ahead and blow away that on data requested work that we've done previously here, and we're going to paste in the new version. And so you can see that check. If the photo that we've added here, after it's been taken, is not null, then we're going to go ahead and we're going to add that to the share UI. Otherwise, we will perform the code that we already had in from a previous lab, which gives us the ingredients, the directions, and the photo from our app. Okay? All right, let's see what else we need here. Okay, so the next step is to run the app, but this is merely to show that it won't work until we set the package.appx manifest capabilities to request permission for use of the user's webcam. So let's go ahead and open up the package.appx manifest designer. Now we'll flip over to the capabilities tab and modify the capabilities so that our app will ask Windows 8 for permission from the user to use the webcam. Okay, so now that we've done all that, let's go ahead and run the app. And we're going to right-click, open up the brag, select photo, and it asks, can Contoso Cookbook use your webcam? Yes, allow it. And you can click anywhere inside here. And now we've got a crazy picture. And we're going to say, let's crop it. And just, that's scary. All right, and we'll click OK. And we can share it out then with the share target app, for example. Okay. All right, there we go. That's about the craziest thing I've seen in quite some time. All right, so now let's go back to the instructions of our lab here. All right, so it says, so when the share UI appears, select a share target and confirm that the photo you just captured, we're good there. Okay, so you can't see me right now, and that's probably a good thing. I may have scared you off after that picture, but we'll pick it back up in the next lesson where we're going to add video. Uh-oh, maybe I'll get my cat or somebody to help me out. All right, we'll see you then. Thank you. Thank you.